6'2 guard out of Marysville. A start here for Navy. Of course, the Bulldogs made it all the way to the 3A state championship this year, losing to Heston. But nonetheless, Jack Lauer, heck of a scorer. He's starting and wearing number 8 for Navy.
Wearing number 3 for the Gold Squad is Matt Garber, Mr. Do-It-All for Sabetha. Coach Scott Berger, unanimous All-League in the Big 7 League, undecided in his future plans, but a phenomenal guard playing one more time here in Northeast Kansas.
Rounding out the final two here for Navy, wearing 12-13, you get Todrick Duncan, a 5'11 guard from Riverside, and then Jesse Greenlee, a 5'10 guard from Atchison, who has been one of the best running backs in the state on the football field last couple of years. See Greenlee's athleticism here on the hardwood. So again, Navy, you got Hurla, Rocky, Lauer, Duncan, and Greenlee, your starting five.
For gold, the final two be Trent Kimmy from ACCHS. Taylor Smith, his head coach, 6'1" forward for ACCHS. He's going to go to Beloit Technical College for heavy equipment operator. And then Ryan Stevens from Blue Valley, another rammed in the starting five here, 6-foot guard. He was second team All-League TVL. His future plans undecided. So again, Jalen Pleasant from Blue Valley, Troy Hyman from Silver Lake, Matt Garber of Sabetha, Trenton Kimmy of ACCHS, and Ryan Stevens from Blue Valley, all on the gold squad.
All right, so those are your starters. Here are the non-starters for Navy. Ashton Rocky, a 5'9 guard from Hiawatha. Isaac Detweiler, a 5'11 guard from Axtell. Reagan Hartman's a 6-foot guard from Troy. Ray Bowen, 5'10 guard from Atchison. Jacob Carls, a 6'2 forward from Wetmore. Wade Leonard from Nemaha Central, a 5'10 guard. Zach Fisher from Onega, 6'1 forward. And Blake Fowler, a 5'11 guard from Jefferson County North. Your non-starters for the Navy squad.
Non-starters for gold, it's Tyson Snyder, 6'2 guard from Holton, unanimous All-Big 7 leaguer. Cameron Cooper, 6'4 guard forward from Perry LeCompton, All-League Big 7. Paris Spiegel from Marhill Mountain Academy. And Rhett Williams of Marysville. Jude Williams of Jackson Heights. Aiden Webb of Pleasant Ridge. And Preston Ross, 6'4 forward from Royal Valley. And Trenton Talley rounding out the non-starters from Centralia, 6-foot guard for the gold team.
Well, perfect timing as the tip is up and we are underway. Team Navy, the opening possession here for the boys' all-star game. Duncan from Riverside to St. Mary's Hurla. Here's a nice drive, and here's steal by Sabetha's Matt Garber. Now Hurla, a touch pass to Roki on the block. Little turnaround fade, couldn't quite get it to fall. And a fight for the rebound for Team Gold. It's Jalen Pleasant, the 5'10 guard from Blue Valley.
We're talking about Garber's shoes right now as well. Some of these guys out here in this ballgame are coming out with some pretty slick kicks.
Here is a difficult shot fading on the baseline. And that is Ryan Stevens, the other Blue Valley Ram, first points on the board.
He's got some sweet kicks too, man. I mean, at this point, I'm just going to be an analyst for the shoes on the floor right now, Brandon.
Here is Garber up the floor for Sabetha. Stevens again trying to get to his spot. Good kick here to Hyman, playing here from Silver Lake. Now Stevens again tries, and a little bit strong on a three. Rebound for Riverside's Todrick Duncan.
Quickly up the floor, Navy. Here in this matchup, Duncan, he can hit it from anywhere.
Here is a three that is nothing but bottoms for Jesse Greenlee of Atchison.
Yeah, Todrick Duncan, nice dime that time to Jesse Greenlee. And Greenlee, you know, part of that Atchison team that went to the state tournament. You know, again, any other year you place any other team other than Bishop Miege, that Atchison Redmond team, or Atchison Phoenix team, excuse me, can make a deep run in the postseason.
Yeah, they had a great year. They were number one ranked in 4A for a good portion of the year. Here's a left side three. It's an air ball. Rebound for Roki and Team Navy, and he launches a pass up the floor. This is Greenlee again. A little left-handed baby hook is good for Greenlee, who's quickly out to the first five for Navy, and they're out to a 5-2 lead.
Nice little Euro step there, and now he gets a steal as well, picking the pocket of Jalen Pleasant.
Now Roki numbers against him, a little spin, trying to keep the pivot foot down, and a shot inside is rejected, and Gold getting it back. Here is Pleasant from Blue Valley, a little two-on-one break, layup good. Pleasant for two.
Hot start here as both teams really getting out and running, trying to score the basket quickly. We'll see how long it takes for a sub to come in. This will be two 20-minute halves here in this contest.
Yeah, same, again, college rules. Like in the girls' game, it was 4 to 10-minute quarters. We're rocking 20-minute halves here. Here's Stevens inside, missing the reverse layup, but there is Sabetha's Matt Garber to lay it in for two, and it's a 6-5 gold lead. They have scored four straight. Back and forth we go, 2.5 minutes.
Nice baseline drive here by Lauer of Marysville. He's got his teammate on the other side of this one in Rhett Williams.
We were at the Marysville sub-state. We had a lot of local teams. Bulldogs, as I mentioned earlier, went on to make it all the way to the state championship game Alvin Hutchinson, but fell to Heston, who's now won three in a row. Duncan comes away with a steal on Garber. Here's Duncan working on Stevens. Yep, good.
That was just too easy for Todrick. He got the steal, and he went coast to coast.
Back and forth we go. Already multiple lead changes, 7-6. Three-plus minutes in. We'll get, looks like a line change here for Gold. The next dead ball.
That's one thing Coach Pat Battle of Ashton told me. He's coaching the Navy squad here today. He said, my biggest focus, I got 13 guys trying to get in this basketball game. I don't even care what happens on the floor. I just got to get them all in.
Here's Garber for three. Misfired. Rebound for Navy. Brought in that time by Greenlee. Here is Jack Lauer, ooh, the leading scorer for the Bulldogs, and he had it taken away by Ryan Stevens, who goes coast, ooh, to coast, and Greenlee says no thank you.
That was great also by Greenlee to get back and swat it off the backboard.
Here's Hurla pulling a deep three, left it short, battle for the rebound, and Navy has it for a second chance.
Yeah, Lauer with the rebound. Hurla, he can hit it from about anywhere as well.
Why not? Tries it again, shooter shoot, and that time a shooter hit. Keller Hurla, of course, who played his senior year and at St. Mary's under former K-State Wildcat Will Spradling as the head coach. Five, it's 10-9.
Just over 4 minutes into this game, and the scoring's starting to catch up here.
And waiting for the first whistle, and that's Jesse Greenlee again through contact. In a normal game, it's probably a foul. Not here today, and now Gold back on the other end. A layup good by Trenton Kimme of ACCHS, and it's 12-11.
We got 10 guys in front of us waiting to get their first action in this game here. Today, we're going to have our first stoppage. No, it's saved in by Gold. Still no stoppages.
Gold getting up the floor quickly. This is Ryan Stevens, and he missed a bunny. Nobody around him. Here's Roki, and now his pass is tipped to take it away.
He was going to try and alley-oop that to Jack Lauer, who was going backside.
Here's a hard drive. Team Gold missing is Hyman from Silver Lake. Duncan clears it for Navy. Now Team Navy back the other way. Well, two-on-one break. Should have been a kick. There's the call. Now we get the line change. Five in and five out for both teams. As we're 4:58 into this first half, and we got a 12-11 score. And now, again, leading is Team Navy. Navy will have the ball. We'll run through the names as we continue on. Again, five in, five out for both teams. Navy throwing it in. This is Wade Leonard from Omaha Central. And now Cam Kniper up the floor.
Look out.
And a one-handed slam is missed for Team Gold. It was Tyson Snyder, the Holton Wildcat. Left it short. Now Leonard a three, short. Rebound for Gold. Of course, you can hear the energy kind of building up in the gym as you're going to see some high flyers here. Kniper for three, and he turns it and swishes it.
That was a shot. It left his hand, and he turned around and started running backwards. He knew it was in, top of the key. It's 14-12.
Led the cause to a state tournament appearance. Here's a three for Navy, a little bit strong. Kniper the rebound. Former Silver Lake Eagle, and, of course, transferring to Perry LeCompton. Here is a three ball straight on, that's no good by Rhett Williams of Marysville, but Kniper gets it. Fadeaway three, that one is short. And a third opportunity here for Team Gold. Here's Snyder in the corner, tries, and hits. Tyson Snyder from downtown, the whole Wildcat. Gold now up by five, it's 17-12.
Snyder's wanting to play next level, has not decided where he's going to go yet at this point, here as we're sitting here in late March, and definitely has the ability to play next level.
Here's Wade Leonard from Nemaha Central, a downtown three.
Oh, quick up the court pass is too strong. I think we're going to have a first media timeout here.
Gold turns it over, and we do have, I believe, a media timeout back and forth. 17-15. It's Team Gold over Team Navy at 13:43 to go in the first half. We'll step aside. More coverage after this, presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arm. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sepatha, Kansas.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, 17-15, first half. Gold over Navy currently, and now Jake moving his way around, and we got our first interview here today.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm sitting here on the Navy sideline right now as Navy and Gold getting after it here early on, 17-15. As you mentioned, and I'm with Jesse Greenlee of Atchison. Jesse, tell me a little bit about your guys' season this year. A great, you guys are ranked number one most of the season. Just tell me about how great that season was for you.
Oh yeah, it was a season to remember. It go down in books as history because hey, it's been a minute since Atchison did some winning, and to have that first seed throughout half the season, it felt pretty good. We made a state run for the first time in about 5-6 years. So it was a pretty good season overall.
Now, I know basketball is not what you're going to college for, but tell me a little bit. You're a phenomenal football player, too, but the start of this game, how fun is it for you to be out here right now playing basketball?
I feel like it's fun just to go out here one more time in a little organized game, last one in high school. It's pretty fun, and shoot, I'm just going to enjoy it.
Now, you're saying organized. It kind of looks like backyard ball right now, though, a little bit, right? How many dunks you think we're going to have today?
I say about 5.
Already had one miss. How many misses are we going to have today?
Yeah, we have a lot of missed dunks. I think everybody going to try to get a dunk in.
Where are you going to college at next year?
Butler Community College.
Okay. And what is a memory of Atchison, that one that you enjoy to think about?
That sub-state game to beat Hayden, to go to state. I never felt that feeling before. It was a great, amazing feeling, and I loved it.
Well, enjoy this here today, okay, Jesse?
Yep.
Right, Jesse Greenlee of Atchison. Brandon, back to you, bud.
Interviews throughout the game brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Jesse Greenlee of Atchison going to Butler Community College to continue his play on the football field. One of the most dynamic running backs we had seen in the last couple of years for Atchison. Right now, 19-16 is our score. As Team Gold out in front. During that interview, Zach Fisher of Onega went 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Here's a Navy 3, in and out, no good. Kniper for Perry LeCompton. Gathers the miss for Gold. Gets it off to Snyder. Pulls up in transition. A little strong on a 3. And the rebound into the hands of Wade Leonard of Nemaha Central here for Navy. About 8 minutes in, Leonard a nice drive and kick. Reagan Hartman of Troy a touch. Here's Zach Fisher for 3, the Buffalo. And another block shot for Kniper, and Hartman gets the rebound. Another try for Rafe Bowen from downtown, the Atchison Phoenix, and teammate of Jesse Greenlee, Rafe Bowen for 3, and we're tied at 19. Just under 12 minutes to go in this first half. Here is a 3 by Rhett Williams of Marysville for Gold. It's short, rebound for Rafe Bowen. Now Rafe Bowen will get to the corner, misfires on a long jumper. Team Gold back the other way. Going to get Jake back with another interview here on the Navy side here in just a moment. Here's a Snyder 3. It's an air ball. Leonard the rebound for Navy. Here's Leonard, the Nemaha Central Thunder, into the front court. Back to Bowen. And now a 3 for Reagan Hartman is short, just grazing the rim. And let's go back over to Jake.
Yeah, Brandon, I got Todrick Duncan of Riverside with me right now. Todrick, tell me a little bit about this season for your guys' squad. You guys battled, and you're playing a tough league, but tell me how fun it was for you.
I mean, it was pretty fun. You know, we had a whole bunch of freshmen starting for us, 3 freshmen. I mean, it was a young team. It was pretty fun.
Now, tell me about this All-Star game that you're in right now. You got the start. You got to get out there quickly and often. You went coast-to-coast on a little drive, got a nice little layup. How's this fun for you?
Oh, it's fun, but I'm out of shape. I haven't done that in a couple weeks, man.
Basketball shape's hard to get back into it.
Yeah, it is.
Tell me about your future plans after you graduate here from Riverside.
Right now, I'm undecided what I want to do. I either want to go to college or work, but I haven't decided right now.
You got a favorite memory from playing at Riverside, whether it's basketball or anything like that, that really sticks out to you?
Probably make it to the sub-state championship with my team this year. Yeah. We got a young team. Yeah.
Had a lot of fun with it and everything like that, right? All right, Todrick, have a good time today and enjoy the moment.
Thank you.
All right, Todrick Duncan of Riverside. Brandon, back to you.
All right, again, brought to you by JBN Telephone Company, Giant Communications. Todrick Duncan of Riverside. He had an early bucket. Chance to speak with Jake. We had just missed a quick 3 that was knocked in for Davis Roki of Sabetha. And right now it's Navy with a 22-19 lead here, about the halfway point. Greenlee misfires on a shot for Navy. Isaac Detweiler had checked into the game for Navy as well. Navy turns it over. Now five new ones in for Team Gold. So both of these rosters have 13. So seeing a lot of kids here. Jake's going to go over to the Gold side, try to get another interview or two as we're about to the halfway point of this first half. 22-19 is our score. Navy right now with the lead. Here's Trenton Talley of Centralia, who has checked into the game. Tries to set a high ball screen, and a deep three is on the way. Off the heel, Roki, a rebound for Sabetha. Looks like, I believe that is Tyson Snyder out of Holton that Jake has at the end, and let's end it that way.
All right, Brandon, thanks. With Tyson Snyder, as you alluded to, from Holton. Tyson, tell me about your guys' season this year, how much fun you had. You guys had a big senior-heavy class, and you know, how much fun did you have playing this year?
It was a whole lot of fun. It's nice to have a big senior class, especially when you grow up with them, all go throughout school with them. And due to some circumstances, whether it was sickness or we had a really good football season, so we didn't have our guys late. But due to the circumstances, I think we had a pretty good year.
Absolutely. Now, talk to me about this All-Star game that you're playing in right now. I mean, good gracious, we're only 10 minutes into the game. It's 24-21. How much fun are you having right now?
It's a whole lot of fun. Man, we are running, I'll tell you that, but I'm having a whole lot of fun. It's great to go. Always lace up and go play.
Now, when you were warming up, you know, you looked at me and you threw a ball up in the air and you missed a dunk. Then in the game, you missed another dunk. Tyson, are you going to hit one?
I'll get you one back in a little bit.
All right. Tyson's going to get me one here in a minute. Tyson, tell me what your plans are outside of after you graduate.
I'm still inside, undecided. I think I know what I want to major in, but now I'm more focused on finding the right spot for me for colleges.
You got a favorite memory of Holton High School?
Matt hit a half-court shot at Roe Valley last year. That was pretty sweet. And just every single dunk I get to do, at Holton's always a fun.
Buddy, hey, have a good time today, okay?
Of course.
All right, Tyson Snyder of Holton. Brandon, back to you.
All right, Tyson Snyder of Holton giving us a couple minutes. We appreciate it very much. Right now it is Team Navy 24, Team Gold 21. And we got a timeout on the floor. 8:28 to go first half. We'll step aside. Back right after this.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Yeah, we continue on here, brought to you by JBN Telephone Company, Giant Communications. Just over 8 minutes to go in this boys' All-Star game in the first half. It's been hectic. It's been fast, back and forth. 24-21 is our score. Navy over Gold currently. There's a layup missed. In transition for Team Gold, that one missed by Preston Ross, but he is fouled, and he is going to shoot two free throws, and we'll get it to Jake here after this first free throw for the 6'4 forward out of Royal Valley, Preston Ross. And the first one is good. He's got three, and let's send it down to Jake and see who he's got over there on Team Gold's side.
Yeah, Brandon, I got Matt Garber from Sabetha. Matt, just tell me a little bit about this season for you and the Jays. I mean, you guys had kind of a great start to a season at Coach Berger's last year. Tell me a little bit about what this season meant to you.
It was a great season. It was really fun. You know, we didn't go out the way we wanted to, but overall, I'd say it was a great season.
Tell me about this All-Star game that you're getting to play in right now. How cool is it for you to be able to go out there, throw a ball up with a bunch of guys you're usually a competitor with, and now you're playing with them?
Yeah, it's really cool to play with all the guys I play against. You know, instead of playing against them, being on their team, it's just really fun.
Right now, you got an up and back and forth game going on right now. What do you guys got to do to try and take the dub in this game?
We got to keep running the floor, play defense, and rebound. Rebound is kind of the big thing.
Is it difficult for you to like not just be as competitive as you normally are and just kind of have fun today?
I mean, yeah, a little bit, but you know, it is fun. So,
Sabetha has been your, where you're going to be graduating from. It's where you've always been, where you played. Tell me about what has meant the most to you as we got a big slam coming home, Brandon, right in front of us here on the gold bench as Davis Roki from Sabetha, your teammate, slams it home there, Matt. But what was your favorite moment at Sabetha High School?
Favorite moment? I would say my junior year when we beat Nemaha in the semifinals. That was really fun for us.
And then Davis had another dunk attempt right there. What are you going to tell me? He just missed that one.
Yeah, Davis. It's give or take with him, you know.
Well, hey, Matt, you got any plans post-secondary after you graduate here?
Yeah, I got some looks and interest. I plan to play basketball, but not really sure where yet.
All right, Matt Garber of the Gold Team, appreciate you. From Sabetha, back to you, Brandon.
Talk about one of the better guards in the state, Matt Garber from Sabetha. He was one of the leading scorers in the Big 7 the last couple years. And, of course, Sabetha, they were number one ranked in 3A for a good portion of the season, but lost in some state to Nemaha Central. 26-22 currently, just over 6 minutes to go in this first half. We're getting a lot of missed shots now, and Roki, a little two-on-one break, a little spin inside for Greenlee, missed the shot right at the rim. A rebound for Team Gold. Both teams will swap five in, five out. Deep Gold three, it is buried. Aiden Webb of Pleasant Ridge knocks one down, and now we get the line change here. Makes it 26-25. There's been a lot of threes so far. Navy has hit four threes. And Gold has also hit four threes here in the first half. It is 26-25, Navy by one with the ball, just under 6 minutes to go. In this first half, here's a Navy pull-up short. Garber the rebound. Just spoke with Garber a moment ago. Got another interview coming up here. We'll get this Gold possession. Here is Snyder for Holton. Good defense there for Navy, and that one is picked. Defense there, Jack Lauer of Marysville. Good bounce pass, Duncan inside, a lot of contact, gets his own miss, muscling in, and one. Let's go over down to Jake, see who he's got.
All right, Brandon, yeah, I got Jude Williams here from Jackson Heights on the Gold Team. Jude, tell me first off about this All-Star game. How much fun are you having right now?
Oh, it's a great time coming out here competing with new people. Fun time.
New people, but people you're probably familiar with because you're, you know, a lot of times playing against some of these guys you're now playing with. Is it difficult to flip that switch?
Yeah, it is a little bit, but
you guys battle a lot on the court in the season, and now you got to be teammates. Tell me about your career at Jack Knights. I know it was riddled with injuries. You didn't get to play a lot of basketball because of injuries, but how important was it for you to be able to play this senior year and go out there with your brothers and have some fun?
It was great. It's fun. Glad I compete this year. Without 2 years, it's great.
So, tell me about what you're going to do after high school.
You know, I don't really have any plans right now. Just wanted to get in the workforce, make some money, I guess.
Make some money? Okay, that's a good idea. Hey, have some fun today, and thanks for talking with us.
All right, thank you.
Jude Williams of Jackson Heights. Back to you, Brandon.
Jude Williams from Jackson Heights joining us. He's got a bucket here in the first half. Right now, Navy, during that interview there, got a three from Garber, or that was Gold, beg your pardon. A couple buckets here for Navy. Again, Todrick Duncan had a bucket. Keller Hurla had another bucket. Navy's opened up a four-point lead here at the next media timeout. 4:36 to go until half. The All-Star game here today, 32-28. Team Navy right now the lead over Team Gold. We'll take a timeout back after this on Kansas Land Radio.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Flatbed drivers at KMTS in Sabetha is hiring over-the-road truck drivers. Drive new Kenworth tractors, choose between two different pay scales. Both include benefits. Please call KMTS in Sabetha, 785-467-3170. That's 785-467-3170.
Founded in 1985, Extru Tech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extru Tech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extru Tech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that Extru Tech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extru Tech of Sabetha.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back back with it here after the timeout. Cam Kniper, a step back deuce for Team Gold. He's got five. 32-30, the Navy lead. And here's a scoop shot inside. Jack Lauer of Marysville puts one in for Navy. His first point. I think Jake's got someone on the other end here. Let's go to Jake.
All right, Brandon. Yeah, I got Davis Roki from Sabetha. And Davis, first off, you got the first dunk of this All-Star game, but I was in the middle of interviewing Matt, and you missed the second one. What happened on the second one?
Way too tired. Not used to all the running.
Yeah, a little exhausted there. Okay, tell me about this season for you guys. Final year under these, Coach Scott Berger. How fun was it for you to go out there and battle?
Oh, so much fun. He put us in the right situation every game to win, and we did our best to execute. And he's always there for you. He's a great guy, great coach. We just wish the best for him.
So in this All-Star game, how fun is it for you to be able to come out here and play one more time of kind of organized basketball?
Fun, especially knowing a lot of these guys playing against them throughout the season. Just being on the same team, it's fun.
So you say it's fun. Is it difficult a little bit when you first showed up knowing that these guys that you were competing against are now people on your same team?
Yeah, just stuff from the season you got to put behind you.
All right, tell me a little bit about what you're planning on doing after you graduate.
I'm going to attend Manhattan Christian College and play basketball and hopefully get a degree in business.
Business degree, okay. What, you got a favorite memory from Sabetha from your time there?
Off the top of my head, no. There's just a lot of great things that happened.
Davis, enjoy this time here playing today. Go have some fun, and is Navy going to get the win?
Hope so.
Okay. All right, Davis Roki of Sabetha, Brandon.
Davis Roki, giving us some time. We appreciate it very much. He's had a good start here to this game with 5 points, and as he mentioned, off to Manhattan Christian College, and going to get a degree, hopefully, in business. Unanimous All-League selection in the Big 7. Right now it's a 34-32 Navy advantage. Here's a drive and block shot out of bounds by Todrick Duncan, but I think a foul is called. So I think it's on the floor. Gold with the basketball back. Again, down two. 3 minutes to go in this first half. This All-Star game here from Highland Community College. Here's Williams on a three, short for Gold. Rebound by his teammate. That is Jack Lauer of Marysville. Ray Bowen up the floor, and he missed a layup, and he is hacked and taken down. And free throws coming up here for Navy. And the 5'10 guard, Rafe Bowen, out of Atchison. Jude Williams, we've already heard from him earlier today. Still undecided on his future, but picks up a foul here. Puts Bowen at the line to shoot a pair. First one in and out, no good.
I feel like the scoring has kind of eased up a little bit. A lot of missed shots you mentioned about here in this game. Guys had some high energy when this game started out. Now we're kind of settling in. You're seeing defense kind of step up a little bit.
Another missed free throw for Bowen. And I think, again, when you talked to Roki a minute ago, it's just, you know, not a lot of these guys, you know, have taken some time off, not necessarily back in the basketball shape. So they're just trying to get their legs back under them. And just trying to get some extra conditioning as we got a missed three into a turnover by Navy. So Gold gets it back. Down two at 2:37 to go in the half as we get another line change here for Navy.
I mean, both these squads, I mean, I would say about as equally balanced as you could have made these squads. So credit to HCC for getting these players evenly divided up, because the score definitely reflects the play on the court for these two teams.
Gold down two with the ball late first half, 34-32. This is Rhett Williams from Marysville with it. Right side it goes to Parrish Beagle of Moore Hill Mounts Academy. How about Parrish Beagle? He's off to Tarleton State to play baseball next year, and he gets an assist as a turnaround bucket is good by Preston Ross, who's got five here in the first half, the Royal Valley Panther. And a three is short here by Navy on the other end. Troy's Reagan Hartman, a rebound, and he puts it up and in.
Yeah, three-pointer missed there by Jacob Carls, but great rebound there by Hartman, and Navy hanging around.
Here's another three that's short. Rebound for Navy's Blake Fowler. The Jefferson County North Charger brings it into the front court. Now here's arguably one of the greatest high school football players of all time, and Isaac Detweiler, who's got the most touchdowns responsible for. Of course, Axtell winning back-to-back state championships. Also helped the Eagles basketball team to a fourth-place finish at state this year. Gold with the basketball. 90 seconds to go in the half. Two-point game. And a dipsy-doo reverse layup. Not quite there. Detweiler quickly up the floor into a transition three that's missed by Wade Leonard of Nemaha Central. And now Gold to back the other way here with now just 70 seconds to go.
Even though some of these guys just came into the game, they're already gassed, Brandon. You talked about it. Both a couple of these kids have talked about it. They're just tired.
Brett Williams, a missed three for Marysville for gold. Now Navy back the other way. Right now with a two-point lead with a minute to go. Here's Reagan Hartman for Troy. Takes it all the way, and that might have been partially blocked there by Williams, but standing out of bounds was Beagle, so gold ends up turning it over. So Navy getting the play call underneath from head coach Pat Battle. 52.5 seconds to go in the half. So here is Leonard to throw it in. Gets it into Detweiler. Detweiler in the lane. Floater, no good. Rebound for gold. So they set up the play, just couldn't quite execute. Now, the Marysville Bulldog and Rhett Williams spins in the paint. Little fadeaway Jay left it short. Maybe the tired knees there. And now here's Detweiler for Navy. 33 seconds to go.
I don't think anybody's holding for a final shot by any stretch here. There's going to be some up-tempos here. Good defense by the gold team.
That's Beagle from Moore Hill coming in to knock that one away. Right now about a, let's see, seven-ish or so difference between the shot clock and the game clock.
And you don't ever have to say that.
I know. I wish I could at the high school level. It'd be nice if they got that, but nonetheless, guys getting used to that, so we'll see. Now with 8 seconds, it's Leonard on a drive, Hartman in the corner. 5 seconds, pass deflected, gold with a steal. Up the floor, here we go. Not quite a dunk, but a layup is good for Preston Ross. With 2 seconds to go, 36-36 tie, and a near shot at the buzzer, but nonetheless, we started the game tied. We end the first half tied, a 36-36 tie here in the 37th annual, again, Northeast Kansas All-Star Basketball game here on the boys' side. 36-36 tie. We'll step aside. We'll have our halftime coverage right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Are you trying to figure out how to make a profit farming this year? Then it's time to put up some grain bins for storage and maybe a new dryer too. Now is the time to get things moving. Jade Millwrights is your local company with great prices on the most innovative grain bins, dryers, and accessories. Call Jade Millwrights today. Let them help you start planning for your new grain bin or dryer setup. Call Jade Millwrights at 785-544-7771. Online at jademillwrights.com.
Don't we all wish it was sunny and 70 degrees outside? Good news, this is the Midwest, and while it probably won't be tomorrow, those days aren't far off, and neither is planting season. Reviewing machinery insurance values before it comes out of the shed is easier than during claim time. We work with several different companies to offer options tailored to your individual operation. Give us a call, and one of our many knowledgeable farm agents would be happy to come out and help.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
Maybe instead of spring cleaning, you need some spring painting. It's amazing how new and exciting a paint job can make you feel. Painting projects start at Edelman's in Sabetha. They carry PPG, including interior and exterior primers, and a variety of interior and exterior paints, plus all the supplies and tools you need. Edelman's also has a variety of Pinafin stain products to protect and bring a vibrant appeal to your deck. Think of how much better you'll feel sitting on that deck this summer. Edelman's Lumber, your full-service home center for 50 years. Trust the quality and experience of Edelman's in Sabetha.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas All-Star Game continues here from Highland Community College, brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Brandon, Jake, Chance all with you. As we started the game tied, at the end of the first half, it's tied. It's been a good one, fast pace, 36-36 between the Gold and Navy squads. A lot of guys getting in the books, nobody really separating themselves point-wise, but had a chance to talk to some players here throughout the first half, and we'll continue that in the second half, but nonetheless, kind of what we expected here.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, I expect this game to get in the 80s, 87 to 84 is my prediction. I'm not going to tell you whose team wins, because I don't know, but I feel like that's the score right there, 87-84. That'll be your final score here today. If the over-under was about 150, we're going way over that here today. But, again, both these teams, they start off a little slow, then they got on a good groove. You saw a big scoring run, then it slowed down again. And, you know, we only had, one successful dunk so far on three attempts?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was Davis Roque who had the lone dunk in the first half. He got one right after that, tried to get back, but again, the tired leg got to him a little bit, left one short, and got a little bit from his teammates. But I think we've had a couple on the other end. But I think, again, it's just players are mentioning the tired legs. You know, a lot of them have been off for a couple of weeks, not really doing a whole lot. I know Todrick Duncan kind of mentioned it a little bit when you talked to him about coming off the floor, and he's like, man, I haven't really been doing much the last couple of weeks, and now I'm coming back out here trying to get up and down. It's certainly a different animal, so a lot of these guys just trying to get back into not quite game shape, but just shape enough to play a half of basketball here.
Yeah, just got to have some fun at this point. Again, a lot of these guys are going to go next level and play at some capacity of some athletics. And so, you know, for a lot of them, this isn't the end of their sports career, but some of them it is, their last sports game ever. And so this is something that it's got to be a little bit important. You know, my wife was actually, I found out yesterday, my wife played in this All-Star game 15 years ago on the girls' side, and I've been married to her for 9 years. I never knew that, but anyway, she was a basketball player, and she still remembers to this day how much fun she had at that. She went on to play next level, but how important this game was. And so even for the kids that aren't going next level, just have fun in this second half of this game. And, you know, whether it's getting your score, name of the scorebook one time or make an awesome assist or something, this kind of game is going to stick with you the rest of your life.
Navy and Gold tied 36-36. Running through the first half scores real quick, Jesse Greenlee led the Navy squad with 9 points. They got six from Riverside's Todrick Duncan. They got five apiece from Keller Herla of St. Mary's and Davis Roque of Sabetha. A couple of threes, one by Atchison's Rafe Bowen and another by Nemaha Central's Wade Leonard. 2 points for Jack Lauer of Marysville. Zach Fisher of Onega went 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Also, Troy's Reagan Hartman had a 2-point bucket as well. On the Gold side, 7 points for Sabetha's Matt Garber. Also, 7 for Royal Valley's Preston Ross. They got 5 apiece from Ryan Stevens of Blue Valley and Cam Kneiper of Perry Lecompton. They got 2 apiece from Jalen Pleasant of Blue Valley, also Trenton Kimmy of ACCHS with a 2-point bucket. Aiden Webb of Pleasant Ridge had a 3 in the first half, and then Jackson Heights' Jude Williams also a 2-point bucket in the first half. 36-36 tie, a final timeout. Second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Schenck Process in Sabetha is happy to be a part of the network of manufacturers in Northeast Kansas. Schenck Process designs and builds material handling systems that are shipped worldwide. The employees of Schenck Process are proud to sponsor local sports and community events.
Are you tired of all the Medicare phone calls, mailings, and TV ads making certain supplement plans sound too good to be true, or offering plans that do not work or work well in our area?
Well, so are we. At Sailor Insurance, we want you to know the truth and we'll always do what's right for you. Come see me, Jan Steinlage in Sabetha, or Mindy Sudbeck in Seneca, and stay ahead of the junk. Give us a call to schedule your appointment today.
Sailor Insurance, online at sailorinsurance.com.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash?
JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet, and the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi, free installation of your service, oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at GiantCOMM.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back to it here from Highland CC. Brandon J. Chance all with you. 36-36 tie here in the Boys All-Star Game. Back to it. 10 seconds in. A gold turnover. Now Navy gets it back. Let's go over to Jake here with head coach Pat Battle.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks a lot. Coach Battle from Atchison. Tell me about how great of a season you guys had this year, you know, for you at Atchison High. You guys were ranked number one majority of the year. Just tell me about this season for you guys.
Well, the kids did a great job. We had a really good bunch. They were hard. We grew a lot. You know, we're still pretty young. We had three seniors, and those three seniors have been with me since the beginning. They did a great job in terms of leadership and, you know, ball in the basket at the right time.
Yeah. Talk about this All-Star game right now. You know, you got some of your own players playing for you. How cool is it for you to get to coach them one more time?
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to be around them again. You know, just one last rodeo, so to speak.
No doubt. How difficult is it for you as a coach to, you know, you want to still be competitive as a coach, but it's an All-Star game. You want to have some fun, too. How hard is it for you to flip that switch?
Pretty difficult. Pretty difficult. I've wanted to call a timeout about four or five times during the course of this game. But the kids are doing a great job here, and it's just a lot of fun. But at the same time, I think they're doing a pretty good job of competing. What's been really nice is how well they're complimenting each other and talking to each other up here on our bench. So I'm really happy about that.
That's the big thing. A lot of these kids, you know, they're usually competitors against each other. They're on the same team. You know, you guys, how long did you have to practice, you know, before this? 30 minutes, an hour to get everybody together?
45 minutes. And I made sure to use every minute that we have.
How fun is it for you to have your staff with you as well coaching in this game and just the exposure this gives you for Atchison as well?
Well, here's what I know in all my years of coaching high school basketball, that I realize every year how small a part I have in it. And my assistants have done a tremendous job with all the work that they do, the time that they put in, the film that they study, you know, all the way down to all the nuts and bolts that have to be done. So it's a real honor to have them here, and I'm really happy to have them.
Well, second half underway, Coach. I'll let you get back to coaching. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Coach Battle for Atchison, also coaching the Navy side.
All right, there it is, Pat Battle. Great interview throughout the course of the year with him. His team got to the 4A state tournament this year and eliminated in the first round by Bishop Miege. But right now it's a 46-39 lead, a run here for Navy, but goal gets back on the other end with a deuce by Jalen Pleasant. Blue Valley Ram now with seven. Pass deflected out of bounds. Navy will keep it. Also, during that interview, we got buckets from Todrick Duncan and Jesse Greenlee for Team Navy. Also, Keller Hurla of St. Mary's hit a big three. Gold going to swap in three here. Ryan Stevens of Blue Valley, also Marysville's Rhett Williams is back into the game, and then Perry LeCompton's Cameron Kneiper checking in as well. So right now it's a 46-41 lead for Navy. They got the ball just over 2 minutes into the second half. Here's Lauer on a drive. Roki missed the shot, gets his own miss. Second try, no good. A third try is up and in by Todrick Duncan. Greenlee and Duncan both 12 points apiece to lead the Navy squad. Now they're up by 7 here, 2.5 minutes into the second half. Now Kneiper for goal, to 3. It's no good, short. Here's Roki quickly up the floor. Little pull-up J from 16 is short. And tipped around a little bit. Greenlee gets the rebound, bouncing it to Roki. Layup, no good. Roki gets his own miss and puts it up and in. He's got 7. 50-41. It's now a 9-point Navy lead here early in this first half. Here's Trenton Talley, a Centralia for 3. A corner triple is pocketed. Trenton Talley, a Centralia, his first points here tonight. Here's Jack Lauer on the other end, tries to answer from downtown. That's no good. Navy getting the miss. Roki a save. Goal gets it back. 6-point game. It's 16:40 to go. Let's send it over to Jake.
Yeah, ball out of bounds. It'll stay here with Gold. Jake, I'm here with Coach Blake Frantz of Blue Valley. Tell me a little bit about your season this year, how much you enjoyed just coaching with the Blue Valley Rams this season.
Yeah, it was a good year. I had six seniors this year, and we went 18-5, finished second in the TVL tournament, I think third in the TVL Alt League, which is a tough league. So it was a good year for us.
Tell me about this All-Star game that you're coaching in right now. You got a couple of players playing in it, too. How fun is it for you to be able to do this one more time, especially with a couple of your own kids?
Yeah, I got two seniors here, Jalen Pleasant and Ryan Stevens, and it's fun to coach them one last time. I know that we're both excited to get a chance to play one more game together, so it's been a lot of fun.
Tell me a little bit about what the differences are from, you know, coaching in a regular season or postseason, the competitive nature, to now coaching in an All-Star game. Is it hard to flip that switch a little bit?
Not really. I'm actually surprised. I've been telling these guys to just get out there and have fun, but both teams are playing a lot of defense, and I'm surprised by that. But it's been a lot of fun, and it's definitely different as far as competitiveness goes, but I'm surprised at the competitiveness that these guys have out there. So,
this second half right now, points are coming in flurries right now. What are you guys doing? Are you going to call any timeouts in the second half? Try to get some plays drawn up or anything?
Maybe down the stretch if it stays tight. But yeah, I'm not gonna call any timeouts unless it's close down the stretch. And I won't draw anything up too crazy, just try to get the ball in some of our best players' hands and get them some good looks. So
just have some fun today, Coach. Appreciate you taking time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, that's Coach Blake Frantz of Blue Valley. Brandon, back to you.
All right, appreciate it very much. Gold head coach Blake Frantz joining us. Right now it's a 55-49 advantage for Team Navy. They're going to do a media timeout here, so we'll step aside as well. Exactly 5 minutes in, 15 to go in the second half. It is Navy 55, Gold 49. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been in business manufacturing high-quality doors and cabinets since 1989. High-quality components and local quality workmanship team up to produce top-quality, long-lasting cabinets and doors. Go to their website, kochnco.com, to find details about all the products they offer. That's kochnco.com, Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha. Proud supporters of local athletes, schools, and events.
Citizen State Bank in Hiawatha is your hometown bank. We offer professional, personalized banking services that include deposit accounts, loans, IRAs, trust services, and much more. Our bank has up-to-date technology so you can bank from home or on the go. We take pride in helping our customers achieve their banking goals. Call us or stop in anytime to see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Still a ways to go here in this second half. This Northeast Kansas high school basketball all-star game. Right now it's a back-and-forth affair, but it's Team Navy leading gold 55-49. Multiple players in double figures for both teams. It's been a fast pace, high-energy type of game. Here's a Navy three that's short. Gold gets the rebound with Troy Hymanis over Lake, and his pass up the floor is taken away by Rafe Bowen of Atchison. He tries the no-look pass, but goes to the wrong team.
That was a good effort there by Bowen. I'm sure he's done that multiple times this season, but
can respect always trying to get the no-look pass, but that time not going. Another turnover, so.
He was Marquise Noel last night for the past few tournament games and the way he's been able to do it and try to do his own little emulation.
Here's Detweiler of Axel for Navy. Skips it left side. This is Zach Fisher from Onega. Pull-up J is off the rim, no good, and now here's Gold pushing it up the floor, and a whistle and a foul. I think they'll get Detweiler here with that one as kind of rattled up on Jude Williams there underneath.
You know, Jude can dunk it. Snyder, that was Tyson from Holton, trying to hook up a little dunk attempt there for the Jacksonites Cobra, but Jude didn't quite elevate quick enough.
Gold to the basketball. Hyman for Silver Lake gets it back into the right side corner. Believe that's Kimmy for ACCHS. It is. Back into the game. Parrish Beagle now. The Raven from Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Back to Kimmy. Rivals, of course. Moore Hill and ACCHS. But teammates today. Here's a little pull up with the second on the shot clock. Second chance. Put up and in. Trenton Kimmy a rebound and stick back. He's got four. That's the lead for Navy. 55-51.
You know, again, like Coach Front said from Gold, he was like, well, I won't call timeouts unless it's tight. I think this game's going to be tight no matter what. We'll see some timeouts being called down the stretch, I guarantee you.
I think we see the defense is tightening up a little bit. There's a missed three, but an offensive rebound is stuck back up and in for Navy's Jacob Carls, the Wetmore Cardinal. His first basket, the 6'2 forward, makes it 57-51.
Incredibly smart kid, too. He's going into engineering from Washburn.
Tyson Snyder on the other end for Gold. A whole Wildcat a bucket. He's got five, 57-53. Detweiler underneath for Navy. Lost it out of bounds. Helped up there by Jude Williams. And turnover there. We'll give the ball back to Gold at 12:51 to go in the half.
That was, again, Bowen, you know, trying to do that quick little pass. Great find. Detweiler just couldn't hang on to it. These teams not only are they're getting more comfortable playing with each other, too.
Here's a difficult drive, but an offensive rebound stick back is no good. Bowen trying to grab the rebound for Navy. Gold still has it. Now time and again here for Silver Lake, and he lost it. It's taken away.
That one just spun out of his hand and trying to get it to Snyder top of the key.
Here's a long NBA range three by Atchison's Rafe Bowen. That's fired out of bounds.
And all three coaches from Atchison, the coach on the Navy side, both just smiling at him. And he's not smiling right now.
Yeah, you can see, the competitive nature.
Yeah.
He was upset. He wants to – I think these teams want to win, no doubt. 57-53, still 12 minutes to go in the game. There's an and one for Team Gold. I think that's Tyson Snyder. He's starting to heat up a little bit. He's got seven.
He can definitely take over a game. He's a kid that averaged 22-plus points a game.
Yeah, he led the Big Seven in scoring, and he filled it up, and he led the conference again and was one game away from getting the Wildcats to the state tournament this year. Snyder connects on the three-point play. He's got eight, 57-56. Gold back to within one. Just over 12 minutes to go. You can hear communication now a little bit more. Again, it's just starting to get a little bit tighter. There's Reagan Hartman out of Troy, top of the key. Both teams not messing around, going man-to-man the whole way. There's a deep right-wing three that is put in by Team Navy. Makes it 60-56. Get a line change here momentarily. Gold with the basketball. Parrish Beagle right side. And now a missed shot in there for Gold. Fighting for the rebound is Detweiler. That three, by the way, was Zach Fisher for Navy. And now Gold gets it back. Parrish Beagle with the pickpocket. Moore Hill Mounts Academy Raven. Right side on the wing. Up top to Silver Lake's Hyman. A little sidestep. Flips one up. No good. And Detweiler launching a pass up the floor. Here is Zach Fisher. Lays it in. And there's a timeout for a quick line change.
Substitution happening here. Both sides is Fisher, five straight points for Navy, and they've, again, extended that lead back up to six. Full line change for Navy. Just, you're seeing Coach Franz from Gold right now is he's doing about three at a time. That way, then he can go five at a time.
It's right.
Like, trying to sub 13 kids and make sure they're in the game at all times is a pretty difficult thing to do.
Not quite to the halfway point here. The second half, Gold with the basketball, trailing Navy by six. Snyder again trying to go to work. Gets his own rebound. He puts it up and in. 10 now for Snyder.
I'm enjoying being really close to the Navy bench because you can hear Coach Battle. He talked about how it's difficult for him not to be that competitive coach right now. And right there he was saying, don't panic to his defense when Snyder was spinning in the lane. And, again, you can't take the coach out of the man no matter what the situation is.
Cam Kniper for Team Gold picks up a foul here on the perimeter. Navy with the basketball. Nemaha Central's Wade Leonard back in the game. Blake Fowler of JCN is back in. Herla for St. Mary. Here's Leonard, a right corner three. Spins one out, no good. Able to get his own rebound. Finds Fowler underneath, who lays it in for his first two.
Just keeping that alive. Great job there by Navy. Back up now by six.
And Sabetha's Matt Garber back in the game. His pass deflected out of bounds. 64-58. The Navy lead at 10:16 to go.
That was Ashton Rocky for Navy the last time, keeping that ball alive for Team Navy.
Here is Kniper inside, and that's Preston Ross, a two-point bucket, who's now into double figures. Now there is Tyson Snyder, raise the roof.
He's got a steal, and it was a two-step slam, the two-handed jam from the senior from Holton.
And just like that, 64-62, the Navy lead trimmed to two. Herla tries to answer. Short on a triple. Duncan, the heavy work down low. Gets a rebound but missed the putback. And now Sabetha's Garber works it up the floor. Chance to tie or take the lead here. Next whistle will get us to another media timeout. 64-62. Ross again. A little sidestep in the lane. Missed the layup. And now Navy back the other way with Duncan. Got off to a hot start. He has 12 in the game. Now here's another Leonard three. Herla, an offensive rebound, though, for Navy. Navy with it. Duncan back to Fowler. JCN. Right side, Leonard in the corner. Closed down by Kniper. Duncan to the elbow. And Garber a near steal. Three on the shot clock. An open three. Ashton Rocky just a bit short. And the miss gathered in by Gold. Once again, another chance to tie or take the lead. Kniper left corner for the lead. Short. And Fowler the rebound, the JCN Charger.
Next stoppage will be immediate timeout, but you're seeing both these teams are D'ing up right now.
64-62, 8:40 to go in the game. Oh, nice wide play. Open. Yeah, easy underneath. Duncan for two, and he's got 14 to lead the Navy squad. 66-62. Navy by four, 8.5 minutes to go. Snyder, a little no-looker inside, but missing the layup was Ross. Herla the rebound, the St. Mary Bear.
No-look bounce pass there for Snyder. Herla quickly up the floor.
And pulls up from just inside the H. And Herla drills a three, and he's got 13. Now, Sabetha's Garber on the other end tries to answer, but an offensive rebound by Ross. And pushed up and in. It was lost in the air by Matt Garber, but somehow saved it, kind of just pushed it up and in at 69-64 Navy.
Sometimes it just better be lucky than good.
Herla, heat check, this one off. Snyder, the rebound up to Kniper, wants to throw it off the backboard and puts it up and in. Herla kind of got in the way as Kniper wanted to maybe throw it off and jam it, but he gets a layup, 69-66 Navy. 7.5 minutes to go. We've gone quite a few minutes here without a stoppage in play, so time's just ticking here and grinding away. Here's Beagle up the floor to the Blue Jay. It's Garber for two, 69-68.
6-0 run here by Gold to get themselves back within one.
Garber now with 11. Here's Leonard trying to answer for three. This one just a bit short. Kniper the rebound. Perry LeCompton call, pushing the tempo. Backs it out to the right wing, guarded by the Charger, Blake Fowler. Wow. Here's a nice pass to Ross inside for two.
Great find that time. And both these teams are gassed right now. You mentioned it. We haven't had a timeout in quite a while.
Here's a Duncan three that's short. 70-69. Gold is back in front. Under 7 minutes to go. Here's Snyder, a pull-up three. Short. And I think we're seeing some tired legs here late in the game. Deflected out of bounds. It'll go back to Navy. And we finally get that under 10 timeout. 6:39 to go in the game, 70-69. This one's fun. Hang with us. We're back right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home-managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at GiantCOMM.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home-managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Girls All-Star Game came down to the wire. Boys looking to be the same. 70-69. It's Team Gold over Team Navy. As we are back out of the media timeout, Garber a three for Sabetha, short for Gold. Navy pushing the tempo. Nice pass here to Greenlee. Had it knocked away. And out of bounds, but last touch by Gold. As we'll get it off here to Jake on the Navy sideline here.
All right, Brandon. Yeah, I'm here with Ray Bowen of Atchison here on the Navy sideline. Ray, talking about the seniors, the season you just had for Atchison. It was a really good one for you. I just talked to your coach, Coach Battle, and I've also talked to Jesse as well. But tell me your opinion about how you thought the season went.
I think our season went great. I think this year we came with a different mindset of a revenge season because last year our season got ended in a second round of sub-state, so we had a bunch of returning players. We all had the mindset that we want to go to state this year.
Now, how about this All-Star game right now? I've seen you out there, and I've seen you, you know, some drop some dimes, and that one three that you missed, you look frustrated on it. Your coaches were smiling at you. You know, are you taking this too serious right now?
I'm always in my head when I shoot the ball. You know, I expect myself to make every shot, so it's just a different standard.
Shooter's mentality for sure. Tell me about how much fun you're having out there on the floor right now.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. You know, I got to meet a lot of new guys today, and it's just a great experience.
What's it mean for you to be selected to be in an All-Star game like this and be able to do it one more time with your coach?
I think it's a great experience. I'm having a lot of fun, and I look forward to the rest of the game.
What is something that you're going to do outside of high school after you graduate? You got any plans yet?
Go to college and get a business degree.
Business degree, okay. And the final thing is give me a memory from Atchison that's going to stick with you the rest of your life.
My junior year when I hit a buzzer beater three against Ottawa to end the game.
All right. That's Ray Fallon. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Ray Bowen of Atchison. Brandon, back to you.
All right, brought to you by JBN Telephone Company, Giant Communications. Davis Roki gets another bucket here for Team Navy. He's got 11. It's a quick spurt, 75-70. The Navy lead is now 5 at 5:10 to go in the game. Here's a quick three by Marysville's Rhett Williams. He left it short. Now this is Detweiler. Dumps it off to Greenlee, who lays it in. Greenlee now with 14. Detweiler with a nice feed. It's 77-70. 4:50 to go. And now Garber on the other end and one. Matt Garber now with 13 and a chance for one more. And let's go back over to Jake.
Yeah, Brandon, I'm here over here with Wetmore Cardinal Jacob Carls. Jacob, tell me about the campaign you guys had this year. How much fun did you have on the floor this year at Wetmore?
Oh, I had loads of fun. There's no other team that I'd rather play with than the guys I played with this year.
Tell me about being selected for this All-Star game. How much fun have you been having here today playing on the hardwood one more time?
Oh, I've been having a great time. It's been a great time so far. Hopefully we'll come out with the W.
A lot of times you're playing against the guys you're playing with now. Is that an interesting mindset for you to, you know, you go from enemy to now you guys are friends?
It is interesting because you got to learn to play with who you've always played against, you know, and it's completely different.
What's something that's going to stick out for you as a memory as you look on and go down in life that you appreciate about Wetmore?
Just that we all came together at the end. We fought it all the way up to the end.
And then the final thing is, what are you going to plan on doing after you graduate?
I plan on attending Washburn University for pre-engineering.
All right. Congratulations on making it here, and thanks for taking time with us.
Thank you.
All right. That's Jacob Carls of Wetmore. Brandon, back to you.
Brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. How about Jacob Carls, the what he's planning on doing. He mentioned going to Washburn and majoring in pre-engineering, and we sit here as lowly broadcasters, and we got some of these very smart student athletes here going to go on and do some big things. And out of this media timeout, it is 77-72, Navy by 5 over Gold. Sabetha's Matt Garber going to try to finish a three-point play, and the free throw is good. First free throw for Garber tonight. Not many free throws have been taken here today. Garber now with 14, and it's now a four-point game, 77-73, at under 5 minutes to go. All right, Navy with the ball, with the lead. There's Jesse Greenlee of Atchison, left side on the wing. Up top to Lauer, the Bulldogs' leading scorer for Marysville, and he drains a three. His second triple, he's got eight, and it's a seven-point game, 80-73. And his teammate lost it inside. Roki comes away with a steal. Up to Lauer. Lauer at midcourt. Now at the top of the key. Lost the dribble. Gathers in the corner. And Roki now up top. Dumps it inside to Detweiler. Nice little ball fake. Shot up and good. Isaac Detweiler, the Axel Eagle. The two-time state champion at the eight-man ranks. 82-73. Big run here for Navy. And now on the other end, Jalen Pleasant of Blue Valley. Cans a long three. He's got 10, 82-76. Get it to Jake here after this possession. Here's Lauer again, a deep three. This one way off. But Hartman gets the miss for Navy. This is Greenlee in the corner for three. The Butler CC Grizzly next year. Hartman another rebound. Puts it up and in. Reagan Hartman. He's got four. And let's send it down to Jake.
Hey, Brandon, I got Preston Ross from Rural Valley with me right now. Preston, right now your team down by eight. What do you guys got to do to get back in this game right now?
We got some boards D up, and just some more threes.
All seriousness aside, how much fun are you having today in this All-Star game?
Super fun. I've had a great time getting to know all my new teammates and everything.
A lot of times you're playing against some of these kids. Now you're playing with them. Was that difficult for you at the beginning to try and get that mindset?
No, it was cool. It's cool to have familiar faces around.
No doubt. Tell me a little bit about what you're planning on doing after you graduate here.
I plan on attending the University of St. Mary for basketball and physical therapy.
Physical therapist, playing some basketball. What's a good memory for you after you graduate from Royal Valley about your career?
The Royal Valley community has been great towards me since I recently transferred, and it's been amazing. All the people, all new faces, everything.
You enjoy playing for Coach Chris Brown and his philosophy and everything?
Oh, yeah, he's a great guy, great coach, everything.
Okay, and final thing is... What is something that you want to see accomplished here in the final 2 minutes and 40 seconds of this game?
Nice. A comeback would be nice.
A comeback win. Okay. All right. That's Preston Ross from Royal Valley. Thanks for your time, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, Brandon, back to you.
Preston Ross there for Royal Valley. His team is down 84-76, 2.5 minutes to go. It is right now Team Navy in front, Gold with the basketball. Blue Valley's Jalen Pleasant drives, dumps it down, but had it knocked away. Getting it back, Team Gold shot short. Hurl of the rebound for Navy. And again, Preston Ross, going back to him, he was a Washburn Rural transfer, got into Royal Valley, and him and Cam Kniper, of course, Kniper transferred to Perry from Silver Lake, and those two, definitely the top two newcomers in the Big Seven with their production. And some subs here for Team Gold is right now it's running a little bit thin here, 84-76. Gold with the basketball, they're down just over 2 minutes to go. Let's see if they have a push in them. Again, fresh faces on the floor for Team Gold. That's Ryan Stevens of Blue Valley back into the game. Gets it off to Troy Hyman of Silver Lake. Going between the legs up top. Had it knocked away. Greenlee on the floor for Navy and picks it up. Here's Lauer, minute 45 to go. Of course, Lauer, Rhett Williams from Marysville here today playing on opposite ends. And Hurla lost it and then gathered it inside. And Davis Roki finds an easy bucket. He's got 13, 86-76 with 90 seconds to go. Navy trying to put this one away as Talley on the other end hits a three. Trenton Talley from Centralia. His second bucket, his second three. He's got six, 86-79 with 1:15 and counting. And with the shot clock, still at 20 seconds. Lauer backing in, puts up a shot and just able to nearly get his miss, but Navy still has it back, and a three from the corner is good for Reagan Hartman, and that could be the dagger. 89-79 Navy at 1:02 to go. Another sub in. Tyson Snyder back in for Gold. Rafe Bowen back in for Navy. So again, just 1:02 to go in the game, and right now Navy pulling away 89-79. As Gold has it, into the front court, Parrish Beagle, the Raven of Moore Hill Mounts Academy, curls around the arc, right side it goes. Again, this is the Silver Lake Eagle, Troy Hyman for three, short, and Hurla the rebound, launching it to Roki, who lays it in for two. And Roki about to put this one away. He's got 15, 91-79, and there's a kind of a half-hearted dunk there for Team Gold. Not sure if you'll call it that, but Preston Ross, who we just talked to a moment ago, and, you know, you didn't hear me, but I said, you know, talk about Cam Kniper, who went from Silver Lake to Perry,
yeah,
and then Ross, who came in from Washburn Rural,
right,
arguably easily the two best transfers, as now Lauer can't quite get a dunk, but nonetheless, those two who came in, newcomers in the Big Seven, arguably two of the best, again, both all-league selections, and certainly were fun adds to the Big Seven this year.
It's funny, because as soon as you mentioned that, I had my headset still on, and I was trying to, ooh, Roki hammers Hyman there. Hyman will go to the line for a couple, but I was, actually, I had Cam Kniper next to me, so as soon as the game's over, he's going to come over and chat with us for an interview. But, yeah, I mean, you talk about, you know, we talk about transfer portal, if you will, from the collegiate level. Seeing some kids that needed to move for whatever reason it was, they were a big difference in the Big Seven this year.
Yeah, a lot of good, and, you know, Preston Ross, again, was a great athlete, one of the leading scorers for Royal Valley, and, of course, 2 years ago, the Panthers got all the way to the state championship game and came up short again. Crazy. Heston boys have won three straight 3A titles, and we've had a couple teams going toe-to-toe with them the last couple of years in the state tournaments, as Hyman is able to knock down a couple of free throws. Nonetheless, there's just 10 seconds left in this game.
And they're just going to dribble it.
Is Navy just going to dribble it out here? Ready to get a half-court shot.
Jesse Greenlee said, let me get one more shot.
But Navy is going to pull away, and we had a high-scoring affair. If you took the under, I'm sorry, it probably didn't pay out for you. 93-83, Navy over Gold here in the boys' all-star game. We got a lot still coming your way. We'll wrap things up, get a couple more interviews, and just kind of, again, put this one to bed. It's been a fun weekend, but still, let's get more going in the post game. Again, the boys' final, 93-83. Navy wins it, and we'll have more after a timeout here on Kansas Land Radio.
The future is here at Best Way Ag in Hiawatha. See how their all-new DJI T40 spray drone can work on your farm. And look over their many other ag products like their tanker, fuel trailer, truck skid, UTV sprayer, three-point sprayers, double cone trailers, and nurse trailers. Did you know Best Way Ag is one of the largest tank distributors in the country? Let them help you with your spraying and liquid handling projects. Remember, you can purchase spray parts at their Hiawatha location. Get it done the best way at Best Way Ag in Hiawatha.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You've seen the bumper stickers, you know, like I break for garage sale, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I break for auto insurance, because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course
or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
It's springtime, and how would you like to have a little bit more cash in your stash? JBN Telephone Company is asking you to switch now to JBN Internet. And the reason is pretty simple. What's better than free? How about free times three? Free month of managed home Wi-Fi. Free installation of your service. Oh, and a free month of service. Prices start at just $49.95. Learn more online at jbntelco.com or contact 785-866-2310. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the boys' final, Team Navy wins it 93-83 over Team Gold. It was a 57-47 second half after we were tied at 36-36 after the first 20 minutes. Brandon, Jake, Chance all with you. As, again, we're wrapping things up here in just a little bit. Again, if you missed it, the girls' all-star final was Team Gold 63, Navy 59. But on the boys' game tonight, again, it was Navy winning by 10. And we had a lot of kids in double figures. We're going to try to get to maybe a couple more interviews before we wrap things up again as they're handing out the medals for the participation here today. But nonetheless, we've had a lot of fun.
It's been a great time. Again, these NEK all-star games are so fun to be a part of and have the kids get one more opportunity. A lot of them, obviously, like, playing for their coaches one final time and, you know, getting to play with kids they never would have thought they would play with. They were always competitors. Now they're on the same team. This boys game, it lived up to the billing. You know, I thought it was going to be 87-84. I was off a little bit, but 93-83, it's a pretty good high-scoring affair and a lot of good basketball.
Yeah, we saw over 100 points in the second half between the two teams, but Navy just had a big push towards the end and they ran away with it, winning 93-83. We'll take one more time out here momentarily before we wrap things up, but let's ride through some of the numbers here for, again, the boys' all-star game today. And we'll start with the winners on the Navy side. And see, 12 of the 13 score in the game. They got, I believe, off the cusp here, five in double figures. They had Davis Roki and Sabetha leading the way with 14 apiece from Riverside's Todrick Duncan and Atchison's Jesse Greenlee. They also got 13 out of Keller Hurla from St. Mary's, and then they got 10 points from Marysville Bulldog, and Jack Lauer, he had 10. 7 for Reagan Hartman of Troy. You also had 6 from Zach Fisher of Onega. You got 4 from Axtell's Isaac Detweiler. Nemaha Central's Wade Leonard had 3. Jacob Carls of Wetmore also had 2, and also 3 points in the game as well. Blake Fowler of Jefferson County North, also a bucket in the second half for the Navy side. On the gold side, they also had 4 in double figures. They got 15 from Royal Valley's Preston Ross. They got 14 from Sabetha's Matthew Garber. They got 12 from Holton's Tyson Snyder. They also got 10 points from Blue Valley's Jalen Pleasant. Elsewhere, 7 for Fairleigh Compton's Cameron Kniper. They got 4 points from Trenton Kimmy of ACCHS, 3 for Rhett Williams of Marysville, also 3 for Aiden Webb of Pleasant Ridge. Trenton Talley of Centralia had 6 points, a couple of threes in the game. Blue Valley's Ryan Stevens had 5, 2 points for Silver Lake's Troy Hyman, and also Jackson Heights' Jude Williams, a 2-point bucket in the first half as well. In the boys' final in the All-Star game, Navy 93, Gold 83. Take one final timeout, come back, try to get you another interview or two before we wrap things up. Final timeout, we're back right after this.
Flash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley Internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
Is your retirement plan on pause because of unpredictable markets? What should you do to feel more secure? Contact Dana Winters in Hiawatha, your local Waddell & Reed financial advisor. Dana can discuss options that fit your personal retirement goals. For more information, call Dana Winters at 785-742-4520. Take your retirement plan off pause and hit play. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was?
If you want to pay more,
don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
Hi, this is Diamond Dan for Diamonds by Design Jewelry Stores. Diamonds by Design is a full-service jewelry store with a variety of fine jewelry to fit every budget. Come in and let Marsha and her staff help to make your special occasion even more special. Diamonds by Design, locally owned and operated for over 15 years, and we specialize in custom design jewelry with a full-time designer in-house and computer software that lets you build your very own custom design jewelry. Come see Diamonds by Design at 21st and Wanamaker in Topeka.
C&D Food Mart at 211 Whiting Street in Whiting is your locally owned and operated grocery store, open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 7 p.m., Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sunday from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
The Dinner Bell Cafe in Wetmore. It's Fried Chicken Sundays every single Sunday. 785-866-2233 and try some of the homemade pies. Tell Susan that Kansland Radio sent you to the Dinner Bell Cafe right off 2nd Street in downtown Wetmore.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You are listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back one final time here from Highland Community College. Brandon, Jake, Chance all with you. We got a few more interviews to wrap things up. Here again, the boys' All-Star Game Final. Navy 93, Gold 83. It was a fun day. A lot of interviews with players and coaches. We'll have a few more here. And we got TBL representing with Jake, and let's send it over to him.
That's right, Brandon. Yeah, we got from Onega right out, Zach Fisher. Zach, just tell me a little bit about how this game was for you, how fun it was for you to come here in this All-Star Game and just play the game of basketball that you love.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Great group of guys that you play with. They're all a lot of fun, really good guys. So it's just, I'm glad we can play one more game for those of us that aren't playing anymore.
That's what I was gonna, my next question was, what are your plans after high school?
Right now, I think I'm going to play football at Baker University.
Okay. Tell me a little bit, something that maybe is your favorite memory from Onega.
I don't know. There's a lot of them, but probably one of the best was just playing in our gym. It's a really good atmosphere every night, and the fans always come out, and our gym gets really loud. So it's a lot of fun and really easy to get into the game.
Final thing I want to ask you is that you battle against TBL teams all year long, and now you're expected to play with them in an All-Star game. Was that difficult for you?
No, it wasn't difficult at all. I've got a lot of good friends all over the league, and it's just full of really great people. So it's really easy to play with them.
How fun was it for you to be selected in this game?
It was really fun. It's an honor. It really is, because there's a lot of great. It's fun.
All right, Zach Fisher, appreciate your time, buddy, and good job, and good luck with what you do in your career.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Zach Fisher from Onega. As he mentioned, he's planning on going to Baker to play some football. All right, I'll go ahead and have you pass that headset next. We're just going bang, bang, bang here.
Yeah, we're just going down the line here, so let's bring up the next one. We got Reagan Hartman here of Troy, and had a great game here, but let me find it here. 7 points for you, but again, obviously you've had a good career, football, basketball, and whatnot, but just what did it mean for you to kind of play here today?
It was a good experience, a lot of fun to come out here and just play again for the last time.
And what about this last season, your senior year? Of course, last year, your junior year, you guys got to the state tournament for a first time in a long time, and you know, playing for head coach Jonathan Rodvelt, what was it like playing for him?
Oh, he puts a lot of work in, and he cares a lot about the team.
So correct me if I'm wrong, you're coming back here, you're going to play football here at Highland. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What
yep.
went into that decision? Did you think at all about playing another sport or maybe not playing a sport at the next level? What went into the decision to play football here?
Yeah, I was just kind of just trying to decide which sport I wanted to play, basketball or football, and I have a friend, Bowden Bennett. He's going to play at Highland too, so I think that decision made it easier.
So, what's kind of the off season plan for you? Spring, you do baseball, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you get ready for baseball. What's the Troy baseball team looking like?
Oh, we got a solid infield and we lost three seniors last year, so
just trying to pick back up where you left off.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate it. We'll pass it one more here. We got another TVL athlete here, and Isaac Detweiler of Axtell. Jay can go ahead and handle this one. And again, we got the luxury of having arguably one of the best high school football players in the state of Kansas with us here playing in this All-Star game today.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Isaac is definitely something that, you know, you're known for obviously football. And, you know, we mentioned in the broadcast a couple different times about all the touchdowns that you've accounted for and everything. How much do you enjoy the game of basketball, though, in comparison to football?
Football is just obviously my favorite sport, the one I like playing the most, but basketball just gets a little different change of pace, and you need that by the time you get to go through a hard season of football. So I enjoy the change of pace and go out and hang with friends. That's the way thing you want to do.
Not only did you go back-to-back in football at the state level, but you got to go to a state tournament this year, get a win in the opening round of state, and then you guys make it to Saturday. How much fun did you have this season playing basketball for Coach Tynan?
Oh, it was a great time this year. We got to over first or second time in school history getting 20 wins, so it's a lot of fun. And then going out to Barton Community College, great atmosphere all 3 days from our Axtell fan supporters coming out to do it. It was a great season, and I really enjoyed it.
How much fun was this game today for you? Getting to, you know, I asked the same thing to Zach Fisher about how difficult it is maybe for some people to go against TVL opponents all year long. Now you're getting thrown on the same team. Was it difficult for you to be a teammate to the people that usually you're going against?
No, not at all. It's totally a lot of fun. You see all these stat lines that get put on Twitter by all these people. Then you get to actually get the opportunity to play with them. It's a great thing to play with the best kids in Northeast Kansas. They don't matter if you got previous rivalries. You get put on the same team. You want the same goal to come out of the game and get the victory.
You guys got the victory today. How important was it for you guys on that Navy side? I know Coach Pat Battle is a pretty intense coach at times. I mean, was it definitely the goal to get the win today?
Yeah, that's everyone's goal coming into the game, but the first half, we kind of had a little fun, and the second half, it kind of got a little serious more towards the end so we could come out with the victory.
My last question, and I'll let Brandon jump in if he wants to ask you a few questions as well, is what are your plans after you graduate here this next few months?
Right now, I have no clue. I've got 6, 7, 8 offers to go play football. I'm weighing the option of not going to play at all, just hang it up and be done with the sport. But if I go play, it'd be in football, obviously, but I don't really know as of right now what I'm going to do.
Well, I'm good. I mean, yeah, that was very, very nicely done. We appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for joining us. You've had a heck of a career, and we appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for all the games that you guys have done for Axtell and me.
We appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
That's Isaac Detweiler again of Axtell. A great game today again for the Navy squad. We appreciate his time. Thank you so much, and we're going to wrap things up here momentarily. Thing kind of settled in once again, but Jake's just going to rock the mic here.
Yeah, I'm going to rock the mic. I mean,
I got a broken headset here. So.
Nothing against the guys. That mic's a little sweaty right now after passing off three different dudes' domes. But, you know, again, like, this is why we do what we do, Brandon. It's not for our own, you know, ability to have fun broadcasting games. It's for the kids. And, you know, what we just heard from three, you know, great athletes three great kids, though, over the over anything else. You know, the way Isaac just ended that interview with thanking, you know, us for covering them, that's
means that, a lot.
It does. It means a ton.
We appreciate it.
Because, you know, a lot of work goes into it. But, again, our focus is making sure these kids get highlighted. That's what this weekend was about. I think this is a very successful 37th annual All-Star Weekend.
Started with volleyball yesterday and, you know, continued with basketball today. And it was a lot of fun. You know, mentioned multiple times, it's not just the best athletes in Northeast Kansas. We're talking some of the best athletes in the state. And he said, what's crazy about Detweiler, again, I'm just going back to him for a second, that he's still undecided.
Yeah.
About what he wants to do. Obviously, if he were to play something, it'd be football. Again, he's going to go down. I mean, if there was rafters for all-time greats, you know, in Kansas, he would be up there for what he did at Axtell. Again, most touchdowns accounted for, I believe. That's what the record was in his career. Two state championships back-to-back for the Eagles, and that team was so much fun to cover. I mean, they won the first one 2 years ago, had a chance to do that one. It was a lot of fun covering them off. Of course, our own Jared Sleppy kind of followed them throughout the course of this year, so it was fun seeing him. But he said he had about 5, 6, 7 offers, maybe,
right,
something along those lines. If he ends up going in that direction, someone's going to get pretty lucky with a heck of an athlete.
They're
like
going to get a phenomenal kid and a phenomenal athlete. But Isaac Detweiler is just the epitome of what you want in a kid, and all these kids. I mean, honestly, you can go down the list. Again, we read them all off earlier. You know, I was trying to get Ashton Rocky to come interview with us, but, you know, he was being mobbed by his people here. And, you know, again, we don't want to interrupt anything that the kids are enjoying in this moment. But, you know, again, whoever, if Detweiler decides to go next level, by all means, he's going to have a phenomenal collegiate career, and they're going to be lucky to have him. But we were lucky to be able to cover him for 4 years here in Northeast Kansas. We were lucky to cover all these kids for the last 4 years here in Northeast Kansas. This is why we do what we do, though, folks. We are community-minded, and this is what we want to do. This is what prides us on being successful as a radio conglomerate. You know, KNC Radio Group cares about every single local community. And, Brandon, we serve over 50 communities, and a lot of them are represented here today on the sports side of it. But there's so much more that goes into play. I mean, Justin was at the Troy Bridal Show today. You know, we care about the communities. We care about the people in them. And it's nice to be able just to sit back, have a lot of fun like we did today, and just celebrate with these kids and their accomplishments.
Well, and finally, on the sports side real quick before we wrap things up, now we get through this All-Star weekend, and now we transition into the spring sports season. We'll have our first high school baseball broadcast coming up this week. With Hiawatha, you mentioned Ashton Rocky, of course, part of the Red Hawks, who they were great last summer. Their Legion team went to state. A lot of those guys are back, and they'll certainly be a team to kind of reckon with in the Big 7. And good story there is they're actually, our broadcast Thursday afternoon, they'll play Jackson Heights.
First year
for the Cobras, rocking a baseball team. So glad to get them on the air first try, and we'll have Jackson Heights Hiawatha for our first baseball broadcast on Thursday. Also same day, Royals open their season as well.
Right.
So.
I mean, it's definitely something too that with our coverage, obviously, you know, we're not able to do as many, you know, baseball games throughout the year as we do like a basketball because, you know, people get so used to two games a week. Well, we slow things down a little bit. But Thursday's going to be a great story because, obviously, Jackson Heights, they started their season last week, this past Friday in Kansas City. And, you know, being from that area, I know how important this is. And now it means every NEKL team has got a baseball program in that league, which is where – you know, the Kansas State High School Activities Association is wanting to get leagues to have all these sports.
Right.
And so it's good to see that is coming to fruition. Our coverages are going to just continue to expand. This has been a phenomenal, this kind of really wraps up our heavy season of sports.
Right. Fall and winter. Yeah, it's definitely a little bit more busy for the sports side with us. But, you know, we try to bring as much spring sports coverage. We obviously always do a lot of coverage from state track here once we get to May. And that's obviously one of the biggest events. That's one of the nation's biggest events.
Yeah,
because
people are just going to miss hearing the voice of Brandon Tabin on 103.9 or Jared Sleppy on 92.1 every, you know, twice a week. But
I'm sure there's someone out there who's just like, oh gosh,
so glad
this
he's
guy.
I'll tell you one thing: you can always go back to our website, MSCSports.net. Click the audio tab. All of our games, these two games today, the volleyball from yesterday, will all be archived, put up there. You can listen to the kids' interviews. You can listen to previous games, stuff like that. That's why we archive them, so you folks at home can go back and check it back out, listen to it. Brandon Tabin, Jared Sleppy do a phenomenal job, along with other sports people that keep our sports department and our website up to date. It's your number one sports site here in Northeast Kansas, and then MSC News, your number one local news site. It's been a great great campaign, my friend. I really appreciate all the work you put in the last 6 months with a heavy, heavy sports season.
We're still grinding, baby.
Not getting a break, but you're going to lay off the accelerator just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It'll lay off a bit, but nonetheless, again, this was a lot of fun this weekend. We kind of turned the page now from winter sports officially. You know, spring is now officially here. So, as we mentioned, we'll start with some baseball this week, and we kind of rotate back and forth with baseball and softball, and there'll be some weeks we have, you know, maybe two games in a week. Monday, Thursday we'll go. But nonetheless, we appreciate everyone involved. We appreciate all the listeners. Really want to thank, and a huge shout-out, we've been saying it all weekend, JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. We can't thank them enough for their great support for us and bringing these broadcasts for you, not just yesterday, but today as well. So, again, want to thank Chance in studio. Appreciate the hard work there. Jake, big-time stuff here. But that's going to wrap up our broadcast here of the All-Star Games today at Highland CC. Again, the finals on the girls' All-Star Game today. It was the Gold Squad beating Team Navy 63-59. Boys' All-Star Game final. Navy takes it 93-83 over Team Gold. Again, appreciate everyone. Thanks again to JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. For Chance and Jake, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening. We will talk to you later this week for high school baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
The place for everything local, Kansaland Radio, 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
Ann Carrick. Bipartisan approval on how the Biden administration responded to deadly tornadoes in Mississippi. Florida Democratic Congressman Jared Moskowitz on Fox News Live.
You have the FEMA administrator, the Homeland Security Secretary there, which actually is a little different. Usually the Homeland Security Secretary doesn't come. So that does show that the administration is giving us the priority they need.
Both the governor and President Biden declaring an emergency to allow for government aid. Gas prices have been steady over the past 2 weeks thanks to steady crude oil prices.
There's been a 1 cent drop in the average price of gasoline. Regular grade is now $3.52 nationally.